Teacher Appreciation Week. And from all the teachers who are nominated by Pickle listeners at our website, foreverpittsburgh.com, the Pickle is paying tribute to five teachers who stood out the most. One of those teachers is Richard Rosensteel, the culinary arts teacher at the Connellsville Area Career and Technical Center in Connellsville, right behind the middle and high school. It's been a rough start to the new year for Richard, who lost his son this past January and his wife on Easter Sunday. And on Saturday, May 12th, there will be a spaghetti benefit dinner at the school prepared by his students between 2 and 7 p.m. and will include a Chinese auction and 50-50. For more information, you can call 724-620-8603. Again, Richard was among the teachers that we are shining the spotlight on this week during Teachers Appreciation Week, and here's my conversation with him about that.
First off, Richard, congratulations, and what's it feel like to know that there are people out there that think you deserve this recognition?
I think it's wonderful. It's a great honor to have somebody think that much of me. I feel very honored in receiving this appreciation, and look forward to a few more years of working with these same students.
What got you into teaching kids how to cook?
Well, I've been doing it for quite a few years myself. I was to the point where I couldn't find quality help and thought it'd be time to go out on my own and start teaching the kids. And there was an opening here at the school district, and the school board approached me and asked me if I was interested in the job about 17 years ago.
Did you start out going to school to become a culinary arts teacher, or were you like in the food service industry? What got you motivated to try something like this?
Well, what got me started in this was my former instructor here at this building where I currently teach. She wanted me to go into teaching, and I was headstrong. I didn't want to be in the school, so I wanted to go out and be a chef and get to travel and see things and go places. And after doing that for quite a few years, the opportunity arose to come here, and I thought it'd be a new, unique challenge after having my own business, and I thought it'd be different to do something that would give me a set schedule to go to with a family.
So you worked in the food service industry before you decided you wanted to take everything that you learned and share it with other people so that they too can find a life in this business?
Actually, for 38 years now combined between here teaching and being a certified executive chef myself.
And you've done a little bit of traveling, you said?
I haven't really traveled much out of the area. It's all been around the Connellsville, Somerset, Pittsburgh area that I've worked. Worked at some very nice resorts and things along that line, but never anywhere further than the tri-state area.
Was there anybody in your life that may have given you thoughts of getting into this kind of business?
It actually started out many years ago when we played football in high school. We took a home ec class, a bunch of the football players didn't want to have to lift weights. So we chose a cooking class over going to the gym.
Oh.
And I just became interested in it and stuck with it since that point.
I can't believe you were able to do that and not have to lift weights or go out for wrestling or play basketball during the off season.
That's what it was at that time. We were able to take a home economics class, and that's what, there was probably about seven or eight of us that chose to do that instead of going to the gym.
You got any advice for anybody who would want to possibly get into this kind of profession?
Have a lot of patience and dedication. Feel good about what you do, and take pride in your work, and you know, have the patience to work with students that they're just learning how to do this.
Speaking of students, obviously they've signed up to try to get into this business. So, do you have any problems with them, or are they just as dedicated as you are as teaching?
I have students that come in here that are trying things out as an exploratory. They're not really sure where they're going to fit in yet. But I also have, by their senior year, my students are pretty well set, ready to go to college and move on.
Well, congratulations on being nominated for Teachers Appreciation Week.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much.